Ben's playing with his bit of paper. It does. It does sound like you said, someone eating an apple. Very good.
Yep. Anyway.
Well done. The thing, I was doing some recording in a school yesterday and I had to... It wasn't yesterday, it was another day. But I had to get them stop playing with the paper. I was like, just stop! Oh, kids. Don't work with kids. Anyway, do you want to pick another topic?
Fine.
Yeah. It wasn't really a question, it was more of a demand.
Public transport.
Hooray! Have we talked about the fact that you don't take buses?
Probably.
Yeah. Ben doesn't take buses.
I've made a political stand.
I don't know why.
I refuse to take buses.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I do know why, because you got your car, and that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You know?
Well, yeah.
But, yeah.
The thing is, if I'm in a town, I'll walk everywhere rather than drive.
Well, that's...
So any of you people thinking I'm being unenvironmentally friendly, I will actually walk or cycle somewhere rather than take the bus.
Yeah.
It's not a case of me wanting to drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But sometimes it's too far to walk.
Yeah.
It's raining, so you don't want to cycle.
Yeah.
You don't have a car.
Well, I'll hitchhike.
Yeah. Well, you just don't go, you know.
Yeah, or just don't go.
If all of those odds are in your favour, it just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably quite a good way. I was wondering about are there any other forms of public transport that you wouldn't take? Or what's your limit?
I don't know.
So, a tram. A tram is kind of like a bus.
A tram is like a bus on skeletrics. Skeletric or whatever.
And skeletrics
kind of cool.
Skeletrics
so
are cool.
A tram I'd be all right with, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's okay. But what about...
No.
I was going to say plane.
No.
And
no.
You would take a plane.
I refuse to take a plane.
You have taken planes, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't Yeah. I think that is the one... very necessary form of transport, you know. I mean, even at a push, you could walk to quite a lot of places that you drive. It might take you weeks, you know. But with a plane, I mean, you've got boats, haven't you? But, I mean, really.
Boats are rubbish.
Yeah. Don't you like boats?
Actually, they're fine.
Yeah, ferries and...
Yeah, they're great.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
No?
No.
Nor have I. It's sort of... It just seems like a place people go to die.
Yeah.
Don't you think? You know, it's like the old codgers and they sort of go, oh, well, we'll
You're
go
thinking
on
they
on.
Should probably cut out the middleman and just send the boat off on fire? Kind of a Roman burial type thing.
Yeah, well, they could have a really nice time there. You know, you don't have to make it unpleasant. And then sort of it's engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
Great.
That'd be great, yeah.
Perfect. So I think that's a new business venture that we're going to start this evening. Right now, in fact. I think we're going to have to start with a dinghy. That's the...
The only trouble is you have to have something that's fireproof. Otherwise, you have to buy a new boat every time.
Yeah, I suppose. But if you charge enough, then you can warrant the expense of the boat. Or just really cheap
enough.
Boat,
fair
you
enough.
Know.
Yeah, I mean, a dinghy would be fine.
Because it would be difficult...
The trouble is, it would be difficult to get the dinghy far enough out. You'll end up with them just sort of at the beach.
Yeah.
Which would be a bit rubbish. You could just sort of float back.
Well, you could have a spool, right, of rope, waterproof rope, at the bottom of the sea, and you just hoist them along that way.
Yeah, you realise that we are now currently thinking of ingenious ways to kill old people.
Yeah, but nice ways, you know.
Well,
we're trying to make it pleasant for them.
Yeah.
Although, how many pleasant activities can you do on a dinghy? It's kind of...
You'd be surprised.
Well, I'm thinking sort of cruise activities. Like
you can surf on a dinghy. You can put a wave machine in it.
A wave machine in it?
In the dinghy, yeah.
In the dinghy.
Yeah.
So the small amount of water that kind of gets in.
Yeah, yeah. You can surf on that.
There's a lovely wave effect on that.
Mm-hmm. You could go rock climbing.
You could, but then the thing is, if you're on a long piece of rope that's taking you into the middle of the sea, then you get on the rocks and then and then you can't get back on the boat, which means you just die on the rocks.
You could rope climb.
Just
climb up the rope and sort of
That is true. You could also play the balloon game. Where you hit a balloon at each other. That's the game that we've come up with, and it's amazing. So that's another use for that.
Yeah.
Bye.